Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where frontline sales leaders teach you how to build and scale an outbound sales team. All right, welcome back. My name is Colin Stewart. I'm joined by my co-host and best-selling author, Aaron Ross. Today, we have a manager of sales and business development on the line with us. He also happens to be quite possibly one of our first regular listeners. Welcome, Darcy De Silva. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. Definitely excited to be on today.
Cool, man. So you actually reached out to us after you listened to the Zach Barney episode on spiffs, right?
Yep.
Do you want to maybe just explain sort of how, you know, what inspired that you to reach out?
Yeah, actually, our CEO had passed on the podcast to myself. Obviously running with the BDR team here. So took a listen, and there was just a lot of stuff that resonated well with me, and especially the pie throwing portion, to be specific. And so one of the events we had this week, one of the prizes for the winning team was actually that pie tossing. So every 2 weeks we have a company luncheon. So our next one coming up is actually tomorrow. We won't have enough time for that, but the following one, we're actually going to get a spinning wheel, and it's going to have the entire senior leadership team on that spin wheel, and each member of the winning team will spin that, and they get to toss pie in whoever they land on. So I thought it was a great idea. It's great for culture, and it's a great way to just have a little bit of fun too, let loose a little bit. So it was awesome.
Very cool. And so we're here today to talk a little bit about your Blitz days, which I think was really interesting, just in how you name them. Why don't we start there? Because I'm a huge fan of terrible puns and plays on words.
Yep, I like it. So here, I'm a fan.
Yeah. So we've got a few. So we started off with Call Wars. And it was a great way to just tie a theme around the day. And we can have some fun with that theme as well. So over the net, you can actually find different sites that'll you can create the custom intros for Star Wars, but we renamed it Call Wars. We split up the teams. We had some things around that theme that we could have some fun with, and then we tie that into the entire day. So we have different things that we do with our Blitz days where team members can be penalized, and lead them into what we would call a penalty box, showing my Canadian right now. And that'll have Star Wars themed questions.
There's always hockey comes up.
I know. We even have one of the account executives has a hockey puck that they use in a lot of their web demonstrations for photos. So, we push that pretty hard.
Right. By the way, first, I just want to date myself. Is anyone listening? When you say Call Wars, I think of a game I played by this guy named Steve Jackson called Car Wars back when I was a kid. And if anyone is probably like 40 and up and played that, it was like Dungeons and Dragons and Car Wars. Car Wars. It was old, you know, like paper, in the paper days. Again, I'm dating myself. Like in the 70s, I think.
So there was no screen?
there's life before screen. The world, my kids wouldn't believe me, but there was a world before the internet.
I don't know if that world existed.
I don't understand how this game works, but we'll take your word for it.
Exactly. Where are the buttons when you have just paper? How do I do this? Darcy.
We started with Call Wars.
Yeah.
And then we had a lot of fun with that because we've done sort of calling days before. But it was much more fun when we had sort of a fun theme around it. So Call Wars then grew out to Game of Phones, which we brought in. Actually came in sort of dressed up very Viking-like for that day to really embrace the theme. And then we had our most recent Blitz Day actually yesterday, and we had Colder Calls, which was a playoff of Stranger Things. So we had a big Stranger Things intro with all of that. So yeah, we're going to continue that on. I think we're going to try and find something for the Walking Dead next and just keep those themes going. They seem to be catching on really well with the teams.
Right. Or you could also do ice cold calls and come in dressed as Anna or Elsa.
Yeah. Oh, man. Then we're going to have to hear those songs all day.
Yeah. So can you walk us through, because I know, you know, I've done power hours. We've had a couple of clients that have, you know, they Friday afternoons or Friday mornings, they've done the power hour and everybody gets pretty fired up. But I think you guys do a couple unique things, but let's leave those as teasers for the later down in the episode here. But why don't you start with, can you walk me through what the Call Wars is and like how frequently do you do it? That sort of stuff.
What time do you start?
Yeah. Do you drink coffee before, during, after?
Throughout. It's direct, actually, right through the vein. So we do it once a month, and we do it once a month because it's we ask for a commitment from the account executives as well. So it's not just the BDRs that are participating in this event. The account executives are participating as well and making cold calls. So getting everyone's undivided attention for one full day is enough of a challenge in itself. So one works fine for us, and we basically get the entire team together. We'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we'll end up 4, and we'll do sprints throughout the day. So we'll call them sprints. They're 50 minutes. So we'll go from 9 to 9:50, or sorry, they'll go from 9 to 9:50. Then we have about a 10-minute break, and that's just if everyone's got any urgent emails or any calls that they need to make throughout, or just bathroom breaks, whatever. It gives them an opportunity to just take the foot off the gas and relax for a few minutes.
Gotcha. So this is the entire day that you're taking your entire BDR team and your entire AE team.
Yeah, so I say entire AE team, it's dependent on whether or not they want to participate. So we encourage participation, but it's not mandatory. So not everyone's going to be able to make it, but if they've got some time and they're available, yeah, come on, join the BDR team, make some cold calls, get out there, sort of refine some of the skills that you've built over time. And they're not used to making cold calls as much as the BDR team is, so it's refreshing to get them back on there. And it just helps them, you know, realize how tough of a job it is to be a BDR, and a lot of the rejection that you face, and again, just sort of a newfound—I wouldn't say newfound, but a reminder of the appreciation of the work that they're doing and the contributions that they're making to the team.
Yep. And how do you? So, are the blocks all similar, or break down from 9 to 9:50? How are you? Do you have like certain goals? Do people pick little mini campaigns? How does like one block work?
Yeah, so the entire day is focused generally around one industry or one vertical. So for these Blitz days, we have we usually have a sponsored webinar. So we'll talk to one of our customers that have found success using our product and has been able to solve some of their problems that they had prior to using e-compliance. And we'll get them on the webinar. So they'll jump on for the first 10 or 15 minutes and actually talk about their experience. So we leverage that when we're reaching out to same company or same type of companies and talk about some of the solutions that they've been able to bring with using our product. And that really resonates well with them because it's a story that we can tell when we're on the phone versus just the, hey, this is what we do. These are the benefits. Here's the possible ROI. It's a much different type of conversation. We found a lot of success doing that. So that'll happen throughout the entire day. So it'll be 9 to 9:50. The calls will be happening. And then throughout that time, we actually have little mini competitions. So we'll grab one member of each team. We'll split the teams into two teams. We'll grab one member of each team, and they might have a ping pong match. And the loser of that ping pong match goes to the penalty box. So for our colder calls campaign that we had yesterday, the penalty box was all Netflix themed. So you might watch a Netflix clip from one of their shows or one of their movies and be asked on to identify or remember something that happened in that clip or some trivia that's tossed in there. They'll be in there for a maximum of 5 minutes. And the longer they're in there, the more of a disadvantage it is to their team because they're not producing points through some of the calls and activities that they're doing during the day.
So that's a major penalty.
But I think that I might have missed something. So you're calling to invite prospects to that webinar with the customer?
Exactly.
Is that the call to action? Okay. So basically you're doing calls to get people invited to these webinars to learn from a customer story or customer learning. Okay.
Yeah. And each rep that's calling that day usually has 3 or 4 accounts that we've identified each, and they're specifically calling into those accounts. And the reason we do that is you can catch fire with some companies. And if you've got 2 or 3 people that are showing interest, you can leverage those contacts now for referrals within that organization, but also your messaging can get a little more granular, a little more laser focused because you're coming across some of the challenges that they're facing, and you're now having more success with the calls after the fact. So it's not a shotgun approach where you've just got a ton of contacts across all these different companies. We get really laser focused, and each rep has got, you know, a maximum of 3 or 4 organizations that they're calling into for that day.
How do you pick the organizations that they're calling into?
So, you know, we're primarily focused in safety and compliance. So we actually just look at competitors of some of our customers. And the nice thing about it is, you know, when we're getting sponsors for the webinars, they're more than happy to speak to the product because it's not this crazy competitive advantage that they're getting over their competitors. The messaging's much cleaner and much nicer, where we're focused on reducing incidents. So if someone can talk about how they've been able to do that within their organization and share that with people in the same type of industry or at the same type of problems within other companies, they're more than open to it. So, you know, our customers have been great, where we've had people from like Delta Airlines that'll come on and talk about the product, and the fact that they can do that and do that with direct competitors has been phenomenal. We really appreciate our customers for doing that.
That's great. So you're basically picking, so you pick the sponsor company to come on the webinar, and then you're going after companies in a similar niche. So you can say, hey, this is super relevant to you because it's nearly your exact use case, potentially even your competitor that's going to be on here talking about how they use our product.
Yeah. So our story is much stronger when we're going into those cold calls, and the webinar is applicable for them. So they're going to, the value is definitely there for them on that webinar.
Is this a good time to share what someone makes a call? Are they all coming up with their own, you know, I don't want to say the word script, but like call flow or approach, or are you generating a couple samples for people to use? Like, what are they saying on the phone?
Sure. So we provide the entire team with a loose script. Not a fan of scripts or robots. So everyone's going to have their different flavor, their different style. So it'll have a few talking points and some of the problems that we've been able to alleviate for that customer. And then maybe some information just about the webinar and what that'll be focused on for that day. And the rest is, you know, filled by conversations that the reps are able to have. So engaging in questions and gathering as much information as they can. But there'll be sort of a, you know, rule of threes. There'll be 3 problems or 3 challenges we've been able to solve for that customer. And then just a blip about the company that's sponsoring and how long they've been with us and what they're using us for.
And are you guys building out that list of like the contacts ahead of time, or are they going on LinkedIn and sourcing that on the day?
No, so that's all built ahead of time. And what's actually some feedback I got from some of the reps today, actually on our blitz yesterday, was they would like some more time to have to work with those lists prior to the blitz days. They get a lot of value out of them, but you come across companies where you've got gatekeepers or automated systems or phone numbers that are at the corporate level, and it's getting, you know, it's hard to find the right number for a particular facility. So one of the tweaks and changes we're going to make moving forward is providing all of the account executives and BDRs some time, you know, 3 or 4 days at least prior to the blitz, to take a look at their accounts and do a little bit of research themselves too, so they can build their own hook statements and find ways to be even more successful than they are now.
Yeah, I'll say from experience, it's really hard to do any kind of like research or list building during, you have to have it all done before your call blitz.
Absolutely, yeah. So all of that's been done before, but what we're going to change is providing those lists to the representatives, the reps, a few days prior to the webinar, or sorry, to the blitz day.
Do you have any kind of keep track of, and it's only a small number of accounts per person in that day, but a sense of if they do X dials, they might have how many people, like how much work does it take to get one live conversation with someone they want to talk to? Like a sense of your funnel and how many of those accept to the webinar, then how many people show up and so on, like that funnel you're using or have seen.
Yeah, so yesterday we had people averaging anywhere from 40 calls upwards to 80, 90. And we were able to get 30 invites accepted for the webinar. So we sent out registration links, and we were able to get 30 across the team. So that averaged to about, I think we had about 10 participants yesterday. So it was about 3 per person. But we did have people that had 7. We had people that had 2, sort of all over the map. And part of that's just you caught fire with the company, or you got lightning in a bottle, and you were able to run with that. or you had an organization that just really took to the hook statements that you were able to build for them. So I'd love to give sort of like a magic number, but you know, it's going to depend on the reps. So as far as activity to get to 30 across 10 reps, you're looking at anywhere from, you know, 50 to 80 dials.
And when we're talking about, we talked about the, you know, last week we talked about how you guys did last month. You want to like walk us through the, like, what's the show up rate all the way down to like percentage of business that sort of that you guys get, or percentage of, you know, whatever the outcome of this exercise is.
Yeah, it's funny. No matter how big or small the attendance is for the webinars, 50% just always seems to be that number within, you know, a few percentage points. So, you know, if we get 100 registrations, then we're looking at 50 people coming on board. So of that, you know, we're looking at, I would say about 90% of the attendees for our Blitz days are coming, from our Blitz days, and then supported by marketing. This actually campaign that we had, though, marketing really stepped up, did a great job, and boosted our numbers. So we're at 30 registrations right now from the Blitz day. We're able to boost that by another 70 just by marketing, working through their channels and doing some more social sharing stuff that we haven't really done enough of in the past. And from that, you know, if we're looking at 100, we scale down to about 50. Of those 50 people, I would say about 20 to 30% of the attendees will actually convert into what we would call a needs assessment. So that's, we've spoken to them after they've attended the webinar. They've demonstrated interest. They've gone through sort of our qualification process with the business development reps. And then those are handed off to the account executives, and about 10% of those needs assessments will be converting into new business long term.
And what about the people that don't show up? You guys follow up with them at all?
We will. So we'll try and we'll nurture those with email campaigns, and we'll get the BDRs working them as well. But it's maybe a couple of weeks and then we move on because we're on to the, you know, getting ready for the next Blitz day. But yeah, we definitely will reach out and try to nurture those. But you know, if we've got 50 people attending, that's more than enough for us to just really put our focus on and connect with over the next couple of weeks and look at converting into needs assessment calls.
Gotcha. So, like, what's in it for the reps? I mean, it sounds like an overall, like, it's a pretty fun day. I mean, I've done the sort of power hours and never really looked forward to them. Do your reps enjoy showing up to these days, or they're just like, Darcy again and some more bad puns and dad jokes?
So we give out prizes. We've got spiffs. We give out prizes. We've got the pie throwing that we're having. We have the fun themes. We split the team up into two teams, so they're going against each other all day. You've got that fun competitiveness part. It's one thing if it's just, hey guys, today's our calling day and everyone's just going to make calls and let's just track the number of calls that we made and the number of appointments we've booked. But when you've got ping pong matches that are happening throughout the day, penalty boxes with fun themes and trivia, it just makes it a lot more fun. And the account executives, any calls that they're making to accounts that they're working, if they're finding success within those organizations, those get flipped back over to the BDR team, and those really give us a reason to focus and target those particular organizations. People within those companies have put their hands up, and it's helping us turn our focus to people that have problems that we can provide solutions to. So they get the benefit of, you've come in, you've made that commitment for the day, and if you've had some success throughout that day, the BDR team is going to focus on some of those accounts for you.
Cool. Sounds like it's great to have an extra like helping hand for the day, getting the AEs in there.
Absolutely. It's like a jolt of lightning to the campaign. So it's really helpful. And the reps get an opportunity to hear the account executives making calls on the phones as well. And that's always great to have that sort of cross-pollination.
Man, I was just going to say cross-pollination. How dare you?
Well, the thing is, if we're doing video, I could see you were about to say it. So I had to pick that up.
Right on. Yeah, as I'm going to say it again, but cross-pollination between the AEs and BDRs is key. Like we get our reps to our BDRs to sit on the phone with our AEs all the time when they book those calls, just so they can hear the words, right? It's like the story has to be consistent across, you know, from, you know, starting off with the BDR all the way through the AE. one thing that we screwed up in the early days is they were disjointed. They were two, it was almost like it was two different stories. You come in with a BDR who's saying one thing, and then you, not that it was like a bait and switch or anything. It was just like, yeah, you start off reading Lord of the Rings and then partway through it's The Matrix. You're like, both good books, but yeah, what's going on here? Just, it didn't feel right. And so we found that that sort of the AEs and the BDRs working together helped to sort of blend that and mesh that. And the AEs talking points ended up, you know, changing, and same with the BDRs. And obviously the AEs have a lot more experience. And so helping the BDR sort of level up and say, you know, and see what it is that they're working towards, found that was really effective.
Yeah, and keep in mind they're aspiring to be AEs one day as well, right? So who best to learn from than the AEs themselves? So it's a great opportunity for them to work together that way.
So when you did your first call wars, perfect success, like great success on the first day, or there's some things that sort of went wrong, caught on fire?
It was a bit messy. I think we take more time going through the rules at the beginning of the day because we have things like penalty boxes and matches that are happening throughout the day. So when we went through it, the rules the first time, it was sort of like looking at a team of deer in headlights, just very confused. But then as we got through the day and sort of settled on the rules and the process, people started picking up on it, and then they really started enjoying it. And then the competitive nature started to come in, and the ping pong matches were happening. People were stuck in the penalty box, and everything started to come together. So, yeah, you definitely need some time to establish sort of the set rules for the day and the different events that might be happening throughout the Blitz day. Because people get a little bit confused on that prior to, because they're used to just here's your list, call for the next couple of hours. So when you throw some changes in there, it's important. And then where to find these lists, where to find these contacts in Salesforce, which is what we use, and where to navigate through that, and what sort of tag they might be using for our campaign purposes.
Cool. So you've got these all set up in Salesforce. Do you do them under campaigns? Do you do them under like a call or a contact, like quick view, something like that?
It'll be a mix. So since we're building out so many accounts, we'll find leads that fit with, you know, our campaign that we'll pull back from the dead, if you will, or we'll recycle. We'll have accounts that have already been built out that we'll use, and then we'll have new accounts or new leads that we add to the system throughout some of the marketing initiatives, as well as one of our BDRs puts a big focus on just building those accounts out. So, well, it's a mix across the board, but each member will get an email in the morning with links to the different views that they'll have for the day.
Very cool. And do you share the rules ahead of time, or just like kickoff first thing in the morning?
No, so we'll share the rules. So we'll have an intro. So for Call Wars, for example, we'll have we'll put up on the big screen the music, and it'll say Call Wars with the intro, and we'll incorporate different characters of Star Wars and apply them to the different reps. And then after that, we'll walk through the rules for the day and the point system and everything.
Cool. Would you be comfortable sharing your rules and your, all the different things you do, all the penalties and the bonuses and that?
Sure. So for Call Wars, we have the point system would work with any calls, completed calls, and then any emails we'll award a point to, and then any registrations, depending on the webinar, we'll award anywhere from 10 to 20 points per registration. So the big focus is getting someone on the phone, getting them interested, and getting them to register. And we don't count those points until we actually see the registration happen on the other end. So those will be for the points. And then the rules for throughout the day are simply, at some point in time, you'll either get a Slack message or someone will tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you're next in line for the ping pong match or the Pod Wars races that we'll do on the computers. And loser of those matches end up in the penalty box. And we award points as well for winning those matches. So there's little areas for bonus points that we tie into some of the competitions that are happening throughout the day.
Cool. I'll email you after the episode here and maybe get you to share like the document that where you guys have all your rules shared, so people that don't want us to sit here and talk about every nitty-gritty little rule can get that. And I'll if you're listening, I'll throw it in the show notes. It'll be a link, and I'll also put it in the blog post. So imagine taking, saying, hey boss, I want to take our entire sales team and just off the floor for a day? I mean, not off the floor, but you know, how did you get them on side to agree to this?
I think if you've got the right culture in place, you're open to new ideas and new strategies, and you're open to them knowing that they very well could fail. But there's always the opportunity that they might be a success. And, you know, we've definitely failed at many things. We've tried different things that haven't worked, but this seemed to work really well. And I think it's the, you know, obviously we're producing a good number of leads and opportunities, you know, for the company or for the AEs, but it's really just helped with the culture in the office. And that's a big piece as well. So, you know, the culture changes. People are happier. People are having more fun, and you've got these teams of people working together, and that sort of translates into the working environment after the blitz day. And then we've got things where they win lunches, so they've got opportunities to socialize together outside of that. So it's been great for the culture, but it's also produced results. So I would say any managers or directors out there, and you know, if you've got one of your managers asking for some crazy ideas, give it a try once, and you know, if you fail, fail fast. That's what we always say.
Mm-hmm. What sort of struck me was that you take your team for one day, which is 1/20th of your sort of workforce, and it actually produces 10% of the attribution for these for your next steps. So that's a pretty good lever you're pulling on.
Yeah, it's been a great contribution for what we have, and I think it's rare when you have prospects coming on listening to someone just like them, right? They're not listening to another sales rep. They're mm-hmm. listening to someone that I would say they trust quicker than they would. You know, everyone's always got their walls up when they're dealing with a sales rep. But when you're talking to someone in your industry or someone who's seen as a leader in your industry, you take to that and you listen a lot more. So you've earned the right to their ear. And then when we follow that up with the webinar on the product, there's a lot more value that we're able to bring to the table because people are just much more opening to listening to what we have to say.
Very cool. Final question here. I mean, this sounds fun, but as a BDR, what's in it for me?
So this really helps drive. So what happens is when the webinar happens and we've got all the attendees, we've now essentially brought in all these leads that the BDRs can now continue working. So we've got cold calling, which is not dead. They've worked the phones. We've uncovered some opportunities. We've uncovered people that have got problems that we have solutions for. And after the webinar happens, we can now focus on talking to these attendees and converting those into needs assessment calls for the account executives, which we've actually made a tweak in our process because of the podcast and listening to it. So we actually now have the BDRs on those transition calls, whereas before, they were simply handing them over and the AEs were taking them on. So yeah, it's just another quick little tip that you guys have been able to provide that I think has been a great opportunity for the cross-pollination we keep talking about.
That's awesome. I'm really excited to hear that, man. That's exactly why we're doing this. We found that the predictable revenue, the book laid out the high-level strategy of this is what you should do. What was missing almost was, you know, here's the individual tactics of this is how people actually do it right now. And if you're not in a town that has a, you know, a ton of BDR managers or a predictable revenue meetup group, it's hard to get that information. So that's exactly why we're doing this, to try and help get this out there and share.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's been helpful for me. So glad that you could have me on.
Yeah, man, this has been a great episode. I hope that our next guest comes on and says, "Hey, I'm doing these call wars," or "Hey, we do something similar, and this has been the impact." Because yeah, that's how this becomes, you know, really powerful, really really fun to do.
Yeah, no, I hope that it can help some sales teams. I hope it can help with some of the culture and people having some fun with the cold calls, because it can be a tough grind sometimes. So if you can have something there that makes it just even a little more fun, hey, you're doing something right.
Right on. Thanks for sharing today, Darcy. Great having you on.
Thanks for having me on, Colin.
See ya. Thank you.